Well, hello there. Good day. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice today. Welcome to July. 2019 has more days behind it than more days coming up. It's crunch time, everybody. Have you started chasing after your dreams? Have you started going after your goals yet? It's time to get started. So, what I want to talk about today is losing our way. And it seems like the reason that I thought about this is paying attention to all of this news and social media, and it's probably my fault because I kind of pay attention to that stuff a lot because I like to be in the know, and when things happen, I kind of liked to know about it. But I also use the news and the media to keep up with people that are doing big things, big, amazing things, and I use that as fuel for myself. So when I noticed when I was younger, I noticed there was kind of this switch that happened. Like I can remember one time when I was younger, people were kind of, they had thicker skin. People seemed tougher. And nowadays I'm just noticing that we're giving out participation trophies to our kids. We have that No Child Left Behind that started. And I can understand why it was started. It was started to be able to give everybody that shot so that there wouldn't be a high level of people succeeding. And then you've got people that aren't succeeding, and those people that aren't succeeding are just left behind. But if you notice, unfortunately, the society that we live in, that's kind of how life works out. The people that are successful, they totally live a different lifestyle than those of us who are either just mediocre, getting by, or in complete and total poverty and depression. So what I'm talking about here is more for the parents, because everybody talks about the millennials in this generation and the young kids, and they don't know this and they don't know that. These kids were raised by parents. These kids have their mom and dads to thank for their inability to deal with certain situations. Now, in my eyes, it starts when our kids are young, and the parents don't want their kids to suffer in any way. And of course, your parents are going to overcompensate in some areas, because when they were kids, they remember maybe a lack feeling or maybe something that they went through that they didn't like, and they don't want their children to feel that. So you end up giving in to your kids, and you end up allowing them to do things that you were never allowed to do. You end up buying them things, and then you say, wow, my parents never bought this for me when I was young. I mean, you hear it all the time. And then the next thing you know, you have a spoiled, rotten teenager, and now the rest of society has to deal with this person. And of course I get it, because I have a daughter. She's now 21, turned at 22, senior in college. She's about to get out and do her own thing. And then I have a son who's 10. So I totally get that. I don't want my son to go through the crap that I went through when I was a kid. And then when my daughter was younger, I definitely didn't want her to go through anything rough and harsh. But you got to realize that that is not reality. Like, I totally get the allure of not saying no to your kids. You want to give them things, especially when you're able to. Well, even a lot of times, the parents were not really able to. We just do it anyway. But this is counterintuitive to how we develop as human beings. Unfortunately, the only way that we grow is through our struggles and through our failures. The only way that we get better is to lose. Now, I also feel that our quick advancements in technology might have jaded us into this easier lifestyle. The way that everything is set up is that we want it now. We want to think about something and then have it in our hands. I mean, you think about Amazon offering two-day delivery. Now they're testing drones to be able to, if you order something, you can get your delivery within like 40 minutes to an hour. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Things like this are messing us up more than it's helping us, I think. But we can't forget, we've got work to do. We've got struggles to overcome. Our purposes have to be discovered. And the only way for us to do that is through our struggles and through our failures. Now, let me take a quick break, introduce some of our partners, and I'll be right back. Hey, everybody. DeCourcy Williams here with the Uplifting Words podcast, and I want to tell you about Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador is an amazing company where you can get high-quality Napa Valley wines shipped directly to your door. Becoming a member with Wine Ambassador will allow you to get deep discounts on your wines, and you can begin to set up social parties, giving wine giveaways and wine tastings, and earn some money with this amazing company. Click the link in the description and you'll be taken to a short video where it'll give you a brief rundown of everything that this company can do for you. Wine Ambassador, where we are changing the way that you buy wines one person at a time. All right, well, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me in this episode. And we're talking about how I feel like we've lost our way and how a lot of times the parents of these millennials that we're talking about are the ones that kind of put them in this situation, and how it seems we're continuing to go this route. Something else I want to talk about is social media. Now, when social media first came out, it was great to be able to reconnect with people that maybe we hadn't seen in a couple of years, or people that we don't talk to on a regular basis. It was great to be able to see what that person was up to. I remember MySpace, and people had music playing on their sites, and their page was like really customized to kind of reflect their own ideas and thoughts and personalities. I mean, and it was great. Now what it's turned into is if somebody buys a latte, they take a picture of it and let everybody else know that they're drinking a coffee. Or it's turned into a place where somebody can share something, kind of a milestone in their life, and then you've got people trying to tear them down. Or trolls is what we're calling them. So this leads people to believe that everybody else around them is living a much better life than what they're living. What we need to realize, though, is that people are going through it also. And when you take just that snapshot of somebody's day or that 30-second video, you are just taking, you're just looking at a glimpse of that person's life. I mean, there's no way of knowing what that person is going through for the other 23 hours and 58 minutes of their day. The rest of their day could be complete and utter horrible, but they take that selfie smiling with that Starbucks cup in their hand and make it seem like everything is all right. And then you start to look at your life and you're like, why am I not living like that? I know you've heard me say this before. Social media is an amazing double-edged sword. It could be used for good. A lot of times we see it being used for bad. So, if you're chasing after your dream, you're going after your goal, and you might run into that obstacle. And I think a lot of times the first thing that people do is that they consult Facebook, or they go on Instagram, or whatever social media that they fancy, and they'll find somebody that's trying to do something that they're trying to do, and then they get a false sense of the success that that person's having. So whatever obstacle they've run into, they might stop and they might give up on that dream. And they're content to look at other people living their fake dream. Another thing that I really can't stand are like reality shows or like competition shows. A lot of those times, you get caught up in looking at other people live their dreams, but you're not doing your part. You're not living your dream. Like, my wife loves what's the singing? Like America's Got Talent or one of those shows. And I mean, sometimes I'll watch it with her, but a lot of the stories, the way that they frame their stories, it's really inspiring. And they'll pick the person that's come from the worst beginnings that you can think of. They'll pick the person that's gone through the most crap. And they'll have this little video lead into this one moment where they get to be on stage in front of whatever judges, and they put themselves out there and they succeed or they fail. A lot of times they don't put the failures out there, just a quick note. A lot of times it's the people that get the approval of all the judges, or I know in America's Got Talent, it's like the golden buzzer that allows them to go to the final round without having to go through any of the other steps. So it's genius how they do it, though, because they play inspirational music and they've got somebody that put clips together and pictures of the person's family or pictures of like their dog or whatever horrible thing that they've gone through. And it's amazing to me how we sit back and we'll watch somebody else live their dream and we won't go chase after ours. It amazes me how we'll sit back and work at a job that we can't stand, and then we'll get into this whole back and forth in our brains about how we're not able to do XYZ, or I'm not brave enough to be able to chase after my dream, or I can't do what this person does because I don't have X, Y, and Z. Let me tell you something. You are lying to yourself. You're allowing yourself to talk yourself out of going after your dream. And I know that every person on this planet has a dream. Every person has something that they want to do, some mark that they want to leave on this planet. But not everybody has the courage to step out and do it. Now, a lot of times people say, I don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or I don't have the training. When I think for real, a lot of people are saying, I'm scared of what my parents are going to say, or I'm scared of what my friends or how my friends are going to talk about me. I'm scared that I'm going to be judged. Because if you're not following the status quo, then you're strange. You're weird. Or you don't know what you're doing. Don't be stupid. You have to be reasonable. You have to be safe. A lot of people that are super successful that you're living up to, and I'm talking about like the Steve Jobs and the Elon Musk and the Warren Buffetts. I'm talking about those guys. When you look at those guys, they took chances. Look at Elon Musk and the story of Tesla. Elon Musk wanted to build a car, something that was never done before, on pure electricity, on battery power. He was told that you can't operate a car company and not have physical locations where people can come by and test drive your cars. And look at Tesla. You really don't have car dealerships of Tesla. You basically go online, design your car, and you pick it up. Yeah, they've got some sites where you can go look at them and you might be able to test drive, but those are really few and far in between. He was told you can't build a car that doesn't operate on gas. Like, where would it get its power from? I mean, all of these things that he was told he can't do, and he ignored them. He took the chance. That whole saying of you pay the cost to be the boss, that's what that saying is talking about. So, take a look at yourself and really think about, am I living the life that I want to live? And if I'm not, what's stopping me? Is it really money? Could you really go take another job that might pay you less? Yes. But it'll free up your time so that you can focus on your little side thing or your side hustle. And let it be said that living in today's society, you cannot survive today without having a side hustle. You have to do something extra. You have to do something that fills your heart or that feeds your soul. I mean, that's just the way that we live. Back in the day, you used to just go get two jobs and just do that until whatever. People don't want to live like that anymore. People are realizing, man, I got to start taking care of myself. I have to go do this thing. I have to go build this business. I have to go take that chance. And you see, a lot of times, the people that take the chances are the super successful people. The super successful people aren't the ones that got A's and B's in school. So, take inventory of things that you can do. I would highly suggest starting a journal. Keep a journal of your day-to-day activities. And yes, that's time-consuming. Yeah, that could be a little monotonous. But keep a journal of the things that you do and also write down skills and abilities that you possess, that you're pretty good at. Write down stuff that people might comment all the time and say, hey, you're pretty good at that. Or, man, you make this look easy. Everybody has stuff like that. All you have to do is find a way to make your living off of it. So don't go to Facebook or Instagram and look at that little snapshot of somebody else's life and think that that's a true representation. The only thing that'll do for you is kind of make you look at your own life and ask yourself, why do I not live like that? We all have to be okay with what we can do and what we cannot do. Yeah, there are certain things you can learn, you can be trained. There are certain habits that you can develop. But there are certain things that you just do that nobody else can do as well as you do. That could be leading up to what your gift is, the reason that you're on this planet. I mean, it could be something simple like cutting hair or landscaping or being able to code a website and create beautiful websites. Could be photography. It could be anything that might seem small and unimportant. But anybody listening to this, you have your own set of gifts and abilities that you can contribute to society. Your gifts matter. Your existence matters. Your job is to find out what it is that you're good at and don't settle for anything less. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys for listening to me drone on. But I'm really passionate about people chasing after their dreams. Now, a lot of the stuff I wish was around when I was young, and I know you hear it all the time, but we have this entire world at our fingertips with this little device that we all carry in our palm, in our hand or in our pocket. And a lot of times we're not using it like we should be. We're kind of using it like everybody else. So just take a look. Just take some, do some self-evaluation. Take some inventory of your skills and of your mind. The answers to everything that you were looking for is actually already inside of you. It's just whether you're going to put forth the effort, make the sacrifices, do the hard work, because that's what it'll take to realize that. There's no participation trophies in life. that let's get that mindset out of our heads. Life does not care if you participate. Life cares if you make a stand and say, I'm not going to live a mediocre life any longer. Thank you guys for joining me. I really appreciate you. One more thing, I've started a new project. It's called Corsi's Wine Corner, and you can visit the site www.corsiswinecorner.com. I am sharing my joys and my experiences with wine tasting. I mean, I'm all into this thing. And also, if you want to learn how to get wine shipped directly to your house, join a wine club. I've partnered also with Wine Ambassador. The link for all of this stuff will be in the description of this podcast. And as always, you guys have a wonderful day, and let's crush the rest of 2019. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you in the next one.